You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
It's my tasty little
toy. Don't bother me. I'm taking it.
You close your eyes.
Oh, no.
I'm through.
Don't be frozen. Close your eyes.
You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. I wasn't talking to you.
What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Sean. It is full-on Christmas mode now for Christmas Podcasts, and we have two new podcasts to ChristmasPodcast.com as well. So subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this, and keep yourself up to date. Now, we got a big episode, so it's time to get you caught up to date on the new episodes that drop and let you know about the two new podcasts.
Marv, crowbars up.
New podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com. First up is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. Christmas Alphabet is a new podcast all about Christmas in alphabetical order. Each episode features Christmas history, trivia, fun facts, and music, all starting with one letter of the alphabet from A to Z. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster Wayne Clark, he looks at Christmas past and present from a British point of view. The second new podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com is Christmas Morning Podcast. Christmas Morning is a daily morning show all about Christmas. It was launched on November 29th, and Christmas Morning is released daily at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, through Christmas Day. It is hosted by Brand from Deck the Hallmark and Scott from Jingle Jank Podcast.
I'm at one with the Yuletide, know what I mean?
These are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 27th through December 3rd. The Christmas Alphabet Podcast had an episode on November 26th titled Christmas Alphabet A. In this first episode, Wayne introduces us to Christmas topics beginning with the letter A. He starts with Advent, which brings us to the start of Christmas, so that works very well. Also featured in the A episode, angels, mail order catalogs that we loved as children, and two similar but different Christmas carols. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on November 27th titled Introducing Christmas Morning Podcast Preview Episode. This is the introduction to the latest Bramble Jam podcast, Christmas Morning. It is a podcast. It comes out every morning, all about Christmas. They launched on November 29th, and episodes are dropped daily this week from Monday through Friday through Christmas Day. Jingle Jank Podcast had an episode on November 27th titled New Podcast Preview, Christmas Morning with Brandon Scott. Scott is teaming up with Brandon Gray from Deck the Hallmark this holiday to create a short-run weekday podcast called Christmas Morning. The format will be something like a daily advent calendar, and they will discuss Christmas news, cover the Christmas specials on television that night, do a Christmas countdown, and then finish each episode with two Christmas songs from Bandcamp. Christmas Morning launched on November 29th with its own feed, but Jingle Jank has a preview episode in its feed to give everyone a taste. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 27th titled Christmas Destinations, The Smokies. Ricky and Mary continue their Christmas destinations by taking a trip to the Smoky Mountains and the darling towns and cities with so much to do during the holidays, including Dollywood, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and more. Bob Speakman with All About the Smokies on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube joins them. Merry Britsmas Podcast on episode November 28th titled Fairy Tale of a Doctor Who New York Christmas. Adam explores a festive Titanic cosmic cruise from an episode of Doctor Who with some seasonal poetry from Wendy Cope and some history and covers of Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Christy McCall. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast on episode November 28th titled Frosty the Snowman 100th Episode Spectacular with Mike and Matt. Jerry has Mike Westfall from Advent Calendar House and Matt Urich from TGI Podcasts here to talk about the Rankin-Bass special Frosty the Snowman. Is Professor Hinkle really Sideshow Bob? Does Santa only have four reindeer with him because this is just a sleigh quest? What is Christmas snow? Oatmeal? So grab your magic hat and broom, join the parade, and march along to this episode. Sounds of Christmas podcast on episode November 28th titled Deb Bowman Talks About Big Love Holiday, plus the Addams Family, Meryl Streep, and more. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Deb Bowman about her new album, A Big Love Holiday, including inspiration for the songs and possibility of even more Christmas music on the horizon. She also talks about appearing in the Addams Family musical, working with Meryl Streep, and her role in the upcoming third season of The CW's Stargirl. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on November 28th titled Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree. The Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree is back. Chris and Chris give you all the details about the 79-foot Norway spruce. In the news, Chris talks about the opening of the 2021 Macy's Herald Square Santa Land and how it'll all work this year. Plus, they've got listener mail. Tis the podcast, an episode on November 29th titled Keep Your Fingers Crossed Just in Case, Eloise at Christmas. The elves discuss the children's classic book turned film, Eloise at Christmas Time, as Tom, Julia, and Anthony ramp up to the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas Clatter Podcast had an episode on November 29th titled Festival of the Trees. The Georgia Festival of Trees is a special 5-day holiday event for all ages. Located in Atlanta, this festival includes a beautiful forest of dazzling holiday trees, unique gift shops, local treat vendors, and much more. In partnership with Wellspring Living, this event is committed to serving survivors of sex trafficking and those at risk. Angie Ulibarri, president of the Georgia Festival of Trees and volunteer team captain, Santa Dad, joined Todd to discuss the event, its origins, and the great charity it supports. Also, there's a way you can be involved, too, no matter where you live in the world. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode of November 29th, titled 26 Days Until Christmas. Yuletide TV Podcast, an episode of November 29th, titled Hey Arnold, Arnold's Christmas. Kids Show Week kicks off with a Nickelodeon classic. The boys review Arnold's Christmas from the first season of Hey Arnold, available on Hulu. Will this prove to be the best first true Christmas classic of the season, or will the theme of this episode be a little too heavy to qualify as holiday cheer? Other topics discussed in the episode include the best potato, ordering gifts early, neckties, bow ties, which character this episode is about, Christmas lessons, and shopping on Christmas Eve. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 29th titled Memories, Clues, and a Little Elf Too, with guest Natalie Bickle. Art interviews author Natalie Bickle about her new children's Christmas book, The Christmas Clue. They talk about the best children's stories to read at Christmas time, as well as their Christmas memories, favorite movies, and so much more. He also shares a listener memory about how he fell in love with his wife during Christmas time, and that leads Art down memory lane to talk about how he and his wife started dating, sort of, at Christmas time. Snow in Southtown Podcast, an episode November 29th titled 80s Christmas TV Specials. Rusty and Mike review A Chipmunk Christmas from 1981, He-Man and She-Ra, a Christmas special from 1985, and the Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree from 1979. Christmas Countdown Show Podcast had an episode November 29th titled Top 10 Modern Christmas Songs Part 1. Eric and Danny begin to count down each of their top 10 favorite modern Christmas songs. The guys chat about why they picked each song, then share a clip from each of their picks from 10 down to 6. From Katy Perry and Michael Bublé to Sia and Meghan Trainor, these modern holiday hit lists are packed with holly jolly goodness. Eggnogs and Yule Logs Podcast had an episode November 29th titled Open by Christmas. Mark and Doug are finally back. They discuss the Hallmark Christmas movie Open by Christmas. Behind the Bells Podcast, an episode on November 29th titled Doug, Doug's Christmas Story, Nickelodeon, and Doug's Secret Christmas on Disney. In Robert's first editorial episode, rather than doing a deep dive, he's looking into his general thoughts and opinions on whatever he wants. He's starting with a nostalgic classic, Doug. Both the Nickelodeon and the Disney versions had their own Christmas specials, one better than the other, and it's not what you'd think. One's a total downer, and the other is certainly better. TGI Podcast, an episode on November 30th titled Full House, A Very Tanner Christmas. Matt jumps headfirst into his first official Christmas episode of the year by covering A Very Tanner Christmas from Full House. Matt discusses how amazing the set decorations are in this episode, how this episode has one of the most disturbing screenshots he has ever seen, and why the sappy sad music in Full House is amazing. As always, he then determines whether or not this episode should be deemed a holiday classic. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode November 30th, titled 25 Days Until Christmas. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode November 30th, titled How to Make a Great Exit from a Boring Christmas Party. Welcome to Liam and Ness's Advent Calendar of Christmas Podcasts. They're doing a podcast a day, every day, from now until Christmas. They offer up alternatives to Christmas dinner when your favorite meats may be running low and in short supply. Ever found yourself at a really boring Christmas party? They have the best ways to make a speedy exit without being rude or awkward. Plus, they're blowing their own trumpet. They're on the international list they never expected to make and are delighted. The Sons of Christmas podcast, an episode November 30th, titled Lisa Kessler Talks About the Magic of Christmas and her new book, A Winter's Wish. Ken talks to singer and paranormal romance author and his wife, Lisa Kessler, about her Christmas album, The Magic of Christmas, and her latest book, A Winter's Wish. They also talk about her other Christmas stories and the Christmas song she wrote that you might be able to help her record. The Total Christmas podcast, an episode on December 1st, titled Even More Classic British Christmas Songs. It's December, and it really is Christmas, and Jack has another packed show for you. First up, Ed Daly reads another part from his book. This time he explains how A Clerical Error led to It's a Wonderful Life becoming one of the most popular Christmas films of all time. Next up, Jack has the story of the worst Christmas present that Kevin Church ever received, and it turns out if he received it a year earlier, it may have been one of the best. Then he chats to Aurelio O'Brien, author of Family Trees. It's a great book that Jack thoroughly enjoyed. Then it's the second part of his chat with Scott and Jay from Jingle Jank Podcast. They listen to three more songs. Then the girls are back again for Robin Sings, and they have another stab at Last Christmas. It's been a few episodes, but once again, Jack looks at another version of A Christmas Carol. This one is the fantastic new Aldi Christmas advert. It's only 1 minute 20 seconds, but they pack a lot into it. Jack has another new segment. Each week, he'll be playing a song from Adam Kennedy and his Creative Commentaries. Their songs are very funny, and the album is called Literally Shrunk Down and Living in My Christmas Village. The top 10 Christmas movie lists come from Ed Daly and Adam Parker from the Merry Britsmas podcast. Where will they feature on the leaderboard? Tune in to find out. Then it's another Yule log. Why not spend an hour watching Joe Pesci get his scalp burned off with a flamethrower while crackling sounds and Christmas music play in the background? See, I told you it was a packed show. Totally Right Christmas podcast, an episode on December 1st, titled The Night They Saved Christmas with Alonzo Duraldi. Author extraordinaire Alonzo Duraldi from the Linoleum Knife podcast and Jerry dig deep into this 1984 made-for-TV movie starring Jacqueline Smith and Art Carney as a grumpy yet gentle Santa. They get into Paul Williams's mutton chops and rouge cheeks. There's an evil oil tycoon and an 80s robot, too. It's bonkers but charming, so grab your dynamite, load up your sled, and enjoy this classic to start your season right. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on December 1st, titled Harping My Way Through Christmas. DCO McDuffie is an up-and-coming jazz vocalist who embodies the essence of classic swing jazz styles from the 20s and 30s. Professional jazz vocalist Jane Monheit has referred to DCO as one of the most brilliant young singers out there. DCO's newest release, Harping My Way Through Christmas, combines timeless sounds with a jazz styling on the harp. Listen as DCO tells Todd about how this fantastic album came together while working with a harpist from halfway around the world. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on December 1st, titled 24 Days Until Christmas. Yuletide TV Podcast had an episode on December 1st titled X-Men, Have Yourself a Morlock Little Christmas. Kids Show Week continues with this Saturday morning classic. John leads a discussion about Have Yourself a Morlock Little Christmas from the fourth season of the animated X-Men TV series available on Disney+. Will mutant merriment reign supreme, or will Ruby Quartz visor of nostalgia be removed from the host's eyes, revealing the episode no longer packed a superheroic punch? Listen in to find out. Other topics discussed in this episode include mutant powers, crazy plots, Hufflepuffs, debating whether this is actually a show for kids, blood types, vocal performances, and Quebec versus Cajun accents. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Minute 86, Does It Fly? Cornelia suggests Joe stay in the basement until he feels better. Back at the North Pole, Puffy attempts to cheer up sad Santa with a new doll the elves have made. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 86 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 1st titled The Yearly Christmas Trap Wives Set for Their Husbands. Liam and Ness uncover the yearly Christmas trap women set for their men every year and the tips you need to avoid the arguments that follow. They look at the real problem of invite overload and how you prioritize what events you must attend and the ones you can avoid, and deep dive into the most controversial Christmas movie of all time. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast had an episode on December 1st titled Christmas Blog, December 1st. Manny's biggest podcasting challenge is uploading while working full-time, so he's going to do his very best to upload a daily piece until Christmas Day. A Cozy Christmas podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled A Christmas Carol Stave 2. Art reads Stave 2 of A Christmas Carol, in which we meet the ghost of Christmas past. Find out what happens when Scrooge is faced with painful events from his past. Tis the Podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 44, Away in a Manger, as read by Anthony Caruso. This incredibly long chapter, Chapter 44, entitled Away in a Manger, will be read to you by the author of the story himself, Tis the Pod's very own Anthony Caruso. This chapter really does serve as the climax of the entire book. Everything prior has been leading up to this. Jingle Jank Podcast, an episode on December 2nd titled The Christmas Music of Die Hard. Scott and Jay talk with Ed Daly about some music written about the movie Die Hard. They also talk about two songs that were played in the movie. Artists include Eagle Owl, Joni Common, Four Eyes, Leroy and the Regulars, and Vaughn Monroe. Advent Calendar House Podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled The Snowman. It's 1982, and Mike and Adam from Merry Britsmas are walking in the air. The Advent Calendar House takes flight for its seventh season as they melt over a British Christmas classic and a personal favorite that Mike wishes was more beloved stateside. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled 23 Days Until Christmas. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 2nd titled How Do You Deal with Inappropriate Relatives at Your Christmas Celebration? Liam and Ness ask, when is it the best time to take holidays, over Christmas, or should you enjoy a vacation when everyone else is back at work? They've got Christmas cooking hacks with some weird ideas on how to save time in your Christmas kitchen. Plus, everyone has that one relative who's inappropriate or annoying, so how do we deal with them and not start World War III on Christmas Day? Find out on Australia's only Christmas podcast, now uploading a new podcast every day in December. Christmas Time in the City Podcast, an episode on December 2nd titled How You Doin' with Mark from Walter's World. Join Chris and Chris as they chat with Mark from Walter's World and play some games about all things Christmas and New York City. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 2nd titled Liz Kennedy on her inspirational journey into music and her single Snowman Moon. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Liz Kennedy about Christmas music and her single Snowman Moon, A Christmas Crime. They also talk about her path to singing and songwriting and how she proves that it's never too late to follow your heart. 12 Days Podcast had an episode on December 3rd titled A Princess Switch, Baker, I Hardly Know Her. Karen Dan discuss how someone looks like a baker, the complexities of the Netflix Christmas cinematic universe, and Kara does a spot-on British accent. You swear you're in Montenegro. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 3rd titled 22 Days Till Christmas. Yuletide TV Podcast had an episode on December 3rd titled Recess, Yes Mikey, Santa Does Shave. Kids Show Week comes to a close with Chris having the boys take a look at Yes Mikey, Santa Does Shave from the Saturday morning cartoon Recess, available on Disney+. Will the hosts let their memories of the show cloud their judgment, or does it stand well enough on its own to be deemed a classic? Listen in to find out. Other topics discussed in this episode include cowboys, dad woes, harnesses versus leashes, Robert Goulet, home video spin-offs, cities TV shows take place in, common childhood experiences, guest stars, getting more meaning out of Christmas, adult sports leagues, and pizza. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 3rd titled Christmas in Tattertown with Robbie Sherman. Robbie Sherman from Conversations with Robbie Sherman and Sherman Sucks at Sonic joins Jerry to talk the creative genius of Ralph Bakshi. It's the weird 1988 Nickelodeon Junktown special with ratty Christmas trees and wreaths and Ren and Stimpy-like animation. Ahead of its time? Maybe. But it's still quite a trip, so throw away your trash and old possessions, go to war with your favorite doll, and listen to this crazy episode. Christmas Countdown Show podcast, an episode on December 3rd titled Top 10 Modern Christmas Songs Part 2. Eric and Danny continue counting down each of their top 10 favorite modern Christmas songs. The guys chat about why they picked each song, then share a clip from each of their picks from 5 down to 1. From Pentatonix and Taylor Swift to Kelly Clarkson and the Jonas Brothers, these modern holiday hit lists are packed with holly jolly goodness. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 3rd titled, Is the Christmas Mince Pie About to Change Its Flavor, and Is It Okay to Mess with a Christmas Tradition? Liam and Ness uncover the plot to change centuries of tradition and mess with the humble fruit mince pie. Is it okay to experiment with new Christmas flavors, or should they be left alone? Why is the Christmas panto so popular in the UK but never gets a mention at an Australian Christmas? They find out why. Plus, why do we eat way too much at Christmas? Is there a legitimate reason we overindulge year after year? Find out on Australia's only Christmas podcast. The Lost Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 3rd titled Rules for Christmas Movies and a Giveaway. In this episode, you'll hear Jeff's very specific, hard-fast rules for determining if a Christmas movie is indeed a Christmas movie. As a much-requested piece, he's included his rules and scoring system so you can determine whether or not a movie is a Christmas movie. Jeff stirs the pot and invites the controversy. At the end of the episode, it's the start of a new story from the lost years of Santa Claus. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on December 3rd titled Christmas Blog Day 3 About Day 2. It's day 3 and Manny apologizes for no day 2 blog. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode on November 3rd titled King Records Merry Merry Christmas, remastered episode. Scott discusses the granddaddy of all Japanese Christmas compilation albums, King Records Merry Merry Christmas from 1963. This revered classic really established the gold standard for Christmas compilations in Japan.
Our work here is finished.
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast too. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com, leave a review to any or all the podcasts that we have there. You can also find links to contact me and let me know what you think of this episode or anything else you would like to hear from me. We also have the links to those podcasts too, and you can download all of their episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.